This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What they did this morning, and I knew this was going to be the case, the players were on the field. They had the draft picks and then some guys, the college free agents, and then a couple of veteran guys were out there with them as well to be a part of it because they were able to do that. They had some tryout guys. Of course, the two quarterbacks, JT Barrett and Brady Davis, were both tryout guys.
Let's go.
So, you know, but
in other words, they signed a couple of guys because someone had to throw the ball during the rookie stuff.
Yeah, and it was actually they were practicing bad ball drills with the receivers by these guys.
Were they intentionally practicing bad balls?
No, I just didn't see much. Like, say they were thrown against air, and Brady Davis, the kid from Illinois State, wasn't nearly as accurate. JT Barrett at least has some accuracy to him. He looks physically different, by the way, Jeff. He's always been a real big kind of guy. He looked like he's kind of slimmed down some, too.
Okay.
But anyway, vegan?
Yeah, so, man, who knows? The thing, though, but what's interesting is I was watching, say, Micah Parsons was working underneath me. They're playing him. He was talking about playing as that Mike linebacker. So he's playing, you know, inside, and that would be a Leighton Van Der Esch position right now is where he's talking about working. And they played him there and had Jabril Cox playing more like a Sam or an outside linebacker. Again, it was only 3 guys working with the linebackers, but the guys getting the primary work were Parsons and then a Jabril Cox.
And what kind of work is that in a setting like this?
It's basically general. It's more just teaching. Like George Edwards they had trash cans lined up like they were the defense or like the offensive line and gaps. They had created gaps.
And ooh, were they going to the proper gap? Because that would be better than the Cowboys last year.
They were actually doing that, Jeff.
All right.
They were trying to get to the proper gap. So George Edwards would have a ball carrier. The ball carrier would step a certain way. Then these guys would make the read. So what they're trying to do is get their fits right, General, is to get that, at least drill that in initially here. The wide receivers were working down towards the middle of the field. They were throwing with the quarterbacks. Fajoko, the kid from Stanford, he's a good-looking kid physically on the field, 6'4", 222 pounds. He looks every bit of that. He's really natural catching the football. They had him doing drills where ball was behind him. He reached back, catch it, ball in front of him, ball low and all that. He has absolutely no problems doing that at all. So that part of it was good.
Why was he a later pick?
You know, I think a lot of people probably had it with him. He's a little bit of an older guy. He's a 23-year-old kid right now. So it was one of those things where, you know, you had – and the wide receiver group, as Jeff will tell you, because Jeff does a great job with that drafting of, and organizing it, you know, that there's a lot of wide receivers. So people are going to go with younger players. But I felt like, though, that he – you know, I had him on my board myself in the 3rd round. So nice. When he was taken, I felt like the Cowboys got a little bit of a steal on that one. On the defensive line was working at the far end, so I really couldn't see. I know with Odighizuwa, they're going to play him as the 3 technique. He was even talking about that post-practice that he says, hey, they're trying to work him as that shade on the guard's shoulder, not the inside shoulder, but the outside shoulder, that upfield type of player that plays in what they call the B-gap, A-gap between the center and the guard, B-gap between the guard and the tackle. They've got him playing in that technique. Just watching him a little bit, though, the movement and all that stuff was really good for him. Again, it's just getting off the ball and being quick. The corners don't look in shape right now. I don't think Kelvin Joseph is in particularly great shape right now.
Oh, no.
Because what they do is they were peddling him and have him turn. There's going to be some work that these guys are going to have to do. It's going to – it's not one of those things where it's like riding a bike. You just say, okay, I'm going to start backpedaling for, you know, for 3 yards and then have to turn and burst and break. I think
he's going to lose the gig to the third round guy that we didn't know.
Well, I'll say this about the guy,
Nashawn Wright.
Nashawn Wright. You know, I was worried about him being a long-legged guy and then having some problems turning, but he did a pretty good job. I mean, there was actually some quickness there with his when they call it the transitions and things like that. The pedal, the brakes, things like that coming forward is fine. The back pedal and the turn quick. Here's a guy 6'4", 183. He's going to be a little leggy here. But that wasn't the case. He was able to pedal pretty well and turn and adjust well enough. So I was kind of expecting a little bit of the worst there. But if you ask me a guy that had a little bit more quickness in the drills, I'd say Wright had a little bit more quickness over Joseph. But again, this is just really, really, really early. I think Joseph, once they get him on the field, get him here full time, work through all the drills and stuff, get his feet back to once how he was playing at Kentucky, I think he'll be just fine.
Right on, buddy. That's quite a report there on the guys. Anything else of note? I saw Jerry was talking.
Yeah, Jerry was talking a little bit, and he was mentioning that he's already got the place for the media party located.
Oh, we're going to Oxnard.
Yeah, Jerry's like, I've already got Nobu taken care of, so yeah, get ready for that. He thinks everything is on go. He still needs to talk to the state of California. He still needs to talk to Oxnard about some things. But he felt like that things were progressing in the right direction when it comes to the camp. He doesn't quite know about what's the situation with the fans. He's hopeful about that, but would he
want to do it if he couldn't have fans there?
I think it means enough to him to continue to have a presence in Southern California that he would do it because of the weather, the grass, the way they're able to kind of train and keep the team together. I think that he would do that. You know, they've got if you look at their preseason games, they've got a game in the Hall of Fame games in Pittsburgh or against the Steelers, but that's in Canton. They've got their second game against Arizona, so that would be a pretty simple trip for them coming back home and stuff like that. So I think he wants to be out in Oxnard. That's something that he always really enjoys.
All righty, great stuff from Brian, and you can anticipate OTAs coverage throughout the spring and into the summer. An amazing asset to add here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.